Coasts and islands. Italy is a gem of a country, rich in both culture and natural beauty, and its breathtaking coastal areas and islands represent much of its charm. The Amalfi Coast and the islands in the Bay of Naples are an area of great physical beauty and natural diversity. The Riviera Romagnola, on the other hand, is famous for its excellent seaside resorts, which make it especially popular with Central and Northern European tourists of all ages. Not to be missed are the Sicilian islands, which include the Aeolian and Egadi Islands, with their deep blue sea and lush Mediterranean landscapes. Other great destinations for visitors in search of an idyllic summer holiday are Salento, the southern tip of Puglia, and the Costa Smeralda, northeast Sardinia, famous for their white beaches and crystal clear waters. The wonderful Italian coast. The amazing Amalfi Coast. The Amalfi Coast is a 50-kilometre stretch of coastline along the southern edge of Italy's Sorrentine Peninsula, in the Campania region. Popular pleasures here include dining on grilled fish and sipping Lacrima Christi from the vineyards on the slopes of Vesuvius, and beach hopping. The small, colourful town of Sorrento has become a favourite tourist destination thanks to its colourful houses, picturesque harbour and panoramic views of Vesuvius. From the cliffs of Sorrento, a road leads down to Positano, a picturesque village that became popular with writers and artists in the early 20th century. Today, it is a fashionable resort, but still retains all of its romantic charm. Further on, Praiano is just as fashionable. Amalfi is the coast's largest town and a popular destination that was once a great maritime power. The world's oldest maritime code, the Tavole Amalfitane, originated here. The medieval Chiostro del Paradiso flanks the Duomo, a magnificent 9th century structure with a rich 13th century facade. Villa Cimbrone and Villa Ruffolo in Ravello offer some of the best views of this coast. The town also has some interesting historical monuments, like the 11th century cathedral. This contains the blood of the 4th century Christian saint Pantaleon, which liquefies annually in May and August. Beyond Atrani, the ruins of a Roman villa at Minori show that this coastline has always been a popular holiday spot. The Bay of Naples. The islands on the Bay of Naples, Capri, Ischia and Procida, are a massive attraction. Of the three islands, Ischia has perhaps the broadest appeal. Thanks to a vast assortment of attractions, it is suitable for everything from a day trip to a fortnight's holiday. Capri is smaller and more scenically spectacular, but it can be crowded in high season, and its high prices reflect its popularity. The dazzling landscape and sharp Mediterranean light make it truly special. Tiny Procida remains the least known of the islands, at least among foreign visitors, although it's now becoming a popular alternative thanks to the laid-back charm of its fishing villages, colourful marinas and picturesque beaches. The Riviera Romagnola. The Adriatic Riviera in Emilia-Romagna is one of Italy's best-known beach destinations. Because of its many resorts and innumerable attractions, it is frequently referred to as the Riviera of Fun. This long littoral expanse runs from Comacchio all the way down to Cattolica. Its towns are packed with every kind of restaurant, hotel, bar and beach club, all a few steps away from the sea. By far the most popular seaside towns are Rimini and Riccione, which come alive in the summer with countless foreign visitors looking to have a good time. If you need a break from the sun, the Riviera offers plenty of other things to do. Ravenna boasts one of the most famous Byzantine monuments in Western Europe, the Basilica of San Vitale. If you feel like a little shopping, you can head to the trendy Isola dei Platani in Bellaria, a shopping centre packed with lush subtropical flora. For a nature excursion, travel further north to the valleys of Comacchio and the Delta del Po Regional Park, where the great river flows into the Adriatic Sea. In addition to its many offerings and excellent tourist reception services, the Riviera continues to draw visitors thanks to its people's warmth and hospitality, the region's tasty cuisine, and its typical products. The hundreds of miles of sea resorts, shops, and restaurants right on the beach make the Riviera ideal for an active and exciting vacation with family, friends, or that special someone. The main islands of Italy. The Sicilian Islands. Surrounding Sicily are a number of stunning satellite islands and archipelagos. To the south are the remarkably tourist-free Pelagie Islands, Lampedusa and Linosa, which have a North African vibe to them. Lampedusa was once owned by the family of Giuseppe Tomasi di Lampedusa, author of The Leopard, Sicily's most famous novel. The island is nearer to Malta than Sicily and has crystal-clear waters and white beaches. Even further south is remote Pantelleria, which lies closer to Tunisia than to Sicily. The island is famous for its unique buildings, dammusi, archaeological sites, and dormant volcano. North of Milazzo are the Aeolian Islands, which include Panarea, Lipari, Vulcano, and Stromboli. These islands are much greener than Pantelleria, but they too are volcanic in origin. In fact, the volcano on Stromboli is still active today and is especially impressive at sunset. The biggest and most popular of the Isole Eolie is Lipari, which has a pretty port and a good range of bars, restaurants and hotels. Nearby, sulfur-smelling Vulcano offers hot mud baths and black beaches. Further west, off the coast of Trapani, are the Egadi Islands. Favignana, Levanzo, which has Paleolithic and Neolithic paintings, and Marettimo, the smallest and most unspoiled. Favignana, the largest and most populous of the Isole Egadi, is where the famous Sicilian ritual of tuna fishing, La Mattanza, takes place. Finally, just north of Palermo, we have Ustica, an island famous for its beautiful marine caves and popular among divers. Sardinia. Along the beautiful Sardinian coast, there are several islands and islets of various sizes, many of which uninhabited. The Maddalena Archipelago is located off the Costa Smeralda, in the northwestern corner of Sardinia. It comprises seven major islands: La Maddalena, Caprera, Budelli, Santo Stefano, Santa Maria, Spargi, and Razzoli, plus 1,500 islets and rock outcrops surrounded by beautiful, clear waters. Among the bigger islands, Caprera has become popular for hosting Garibaldi during his exile. Nowadays, it houses his historic house museum. The Maddalena Archipelago was declared a national park in 1994 and is one of the most beautiful and unspoilt parts of Sardinia. Asinara, too, was once used as a prison camp and is virtually uninhabited. The whole island is a national park, home to many species of native and introduced mammals, including horses, goats, sheep, pigs, and asses. The white donkey is the island's symbol. Tavolara, a 5-kilometer island off the coast of Olbia, is famous for its underwater archaeological sites. Further to the south, we encounter the islands of Sant'Antioco and San Pietro, along with Piana. The rocky beaches of Sant'Antioco draw thousands of visitors each year. The island, which used to be a major Phoenician settlement, is filled with traces of its rich history. The local archaeological museum hosts the most important display of Phoenician Punic artifacts in the Mediterranean, while the Basilica of Sant'Antioco is one of the three oldest churches in Sardinia. The island of San Pietro is characterized by the presence of inlets, cliffs, and caves, such as Punta delle Oche and Nasca. Particularly striking are the Trogiu, a natural swimming pool surrounded by rocks, and the picturesque cove of Cala Vinagra. The island is home to the Carloforte Lipu Oasis, a nesting place for many bird species, including falcons. Finally, we find Piana, a wonderful little island in the Sulcis archipelago that is especially suited to water sports, sailing, and fishing. There are no cars, motorcycles, or bicycles on the island, which is a nature reserve and ecological oasis. Elba. Located between the Tyrrhenian and Ligurian seas, Elba is the largest island in the Tuscan archipelago. Its green hills, clear blue waters, and perfectly preserved coral reef make it a true slice of heaven and a great place to go scuba diving. The island's history dates back to Etruscan and Roman times, and visitors can still admire remains of patrician villas at Linguella, Grotte, and Capo Castello. The Florentine Medici family also left their mark on the island, building the fortified city of Portoferraio, a true gem of military city planning. Curiosity Box. Elba is especially remembered as the home of Napoleon Bonaparte during his 1814 exile. The houses where he lived, one in Portoferraio and the other in San Martino, are among the most famous tourist attractions on the island.